Good afternoon, good evening, good metal. My name's Coop and welcome to the Spoken Metal Show. This episode is a preview for Metal to the Masses Merseyside 2023 Heat 2. We talked about on the previous episode about just how incredible the first heat was. I mean, we may look back at that as being one of the best heats that the Metal to the Masses Merseyside has ever had. You know, it's going to be difficult to top, but here we are. And this Friday, it's going to be Heat 2, and there's some great bands on this bill. There really is, and this is another a brilliant example of the music that's coming out of the Merseyside area. So let's just go. We're going to go through some of the bands and talk about that. But also, I want to say that this is again another show where there will be a selection of tickets set out for the 16 to 17 year olds. They want to go to the show like we did with the last show. That was very, very successful, and we would like to keep doing that. And the turnout was biblical for the first show, like the first heat. As I've said, it was just blown our collective minds. So, and it only tell what happens with the heaters. They tend to just get better and better until you get to the final, which I've said before will more than likely be a sellout, which is just just something that's amazing to me to look forward to. Well, here we are, and so let's get right into it with the first band, which is Indigo Horizon. And I've heard some stuff by them. You've got Death of Society on the single on streaming service here. But I've yet to see them live, which is, as I've said before, is an incredible thing. A, you know, you're getting to see kind of like four bands on this particular heat that you may have not even seen before, that you weren't, like I said to a couple of the bands in the interview, that the last heat, the only way you can hear some of these songs, especially Indigo Horizon set, is by actually going to a live show. You can't stream it. It cannot be replicated. It cannot be produced any other way than you going to the show and watching and listening to these bands. I think they kind of put themselves as more of an alternative metal band. I don't know. I mean, let's get caught up in genres here, and other than to say they're fucking great. I mean, Chris's vocals are just fucking, he's got a great voice, and it's we're at the start of their journey, at the start of what they're going to do. You know, Spencer's guitar work as well as that, like midsection in Death of Society is fucking, it's just great. And they've got that thing that you like to hear with younger bands, and it's confidence, that they understand the material, they understand what they want to get across, and that incredible confidence is something that's, it's irresistible. It's something that draws you in. It's like if the band really understand what they're doing, they can produce some absolutely incredible work. And I really think the Indigo Horizon are gonna show to be something really, really special. I would paint them as possibly the outsiders, mainly because I don't know enough about them. You know, I haven't seen them live. I've only heard a very small amount of their work, so it's difficult to say what they're going to be like. And that's the other thing that's great about Metal to the Masses, that on any given night, a band can turn in a performance that puts them through to the next round, or even goes as far to helps them win the final. So Indigo Horizon, this is really interesting stuff. Now we're getting into bands where the quality of stuff is really starting to raise. You know, back when Metal to the Masses, it was difficult to get bands on sometimes in the Merseyside area because the scene was struggling, as we've talked about. Now it's not. There's a proliferation of absolutely insanely talented and great bands. Indigo Horizon personify that. Looking forward to their set. That should be pretty amazing. Looking forward to hearing more stuff by Indigo Horizon. And then you've got Ogun. I've talked to Andy from Ogun. I've talked to Joe from Ogun. I've talked to Neil from Ogun. Actually, I've had all three of the guys on from Ogun at various sort of points in their career on the show. And they're just, they are a complete act. I've said this to Andy. I said it. He was at the Exhumation show a couple of days ago. And I talked about how important I think they are as a band. If Indigo Horizon have a very good idea of what they're doing, Ogun have crystallized that idea. And now it's just for them. It's just about writing great songs. And like, you know, we saw at the Outpost show, that those of you who were there, just what a complete act Ogun are. You know, songs like World of Hate and Fall are standards now. Are standards that when they kind of break through, and break through they will, ladies and gentlemen. When they break through, they'll be the songs that stay in canon in their set lists. It couldn't be a better time for Ugin to come back into the light, because they're almost like an OG metal band that have kind of resurfaced now and kind of restarted again, but with this vigor and with this energy and I love the fact that they put their set lists up as well. We talked about this on the show, that they put their set lists up about what they're going to play. I love that. It means you can get really hyped about the songs they're going to play, but it's also in the delivery. You know, I talked before how great a player Neil is. I'd compared him, and I'm sure he loves it, compared him to when Vi joined Whitesnakes, the same thing when Neil Mellor joined Ugin. But he's a great player, not only because he can play well, but because he knows to restrain and understands the medium, in this case, thrash metal. And it's just great thrash. It's really well done. There's no fat on this. This is all meat. It's all straight to the point. Everything serves the purpose of the song. And what's great is you can often write a whole bunch of riffs and smash them together, and it doesn't really coagulate into anything. It's got to make a song. It's got to ultimately serve a song. And that's what Ugin do best. They write songs with great riffs, not great riffs that are spanned somehow and forced into songs. They write great songs with great riffs. I think that Ugin still, for me, are one of the favourites to win the whole fucking thing. Because of their complete nature, because of the confidence in their repertoire, these are the things that win you Metal to the Masses. We know that the Devil's Henchmen have now gone through. If it's Ugin and the Devil's Henchmen in the final with whoever bands, that's going to be fucking... You are seeing the absolute... I'm so proud of the scene that I'm involved with, that can deliver bands like this where they're too good. You know, I know that there was people in the audience watching the Devil's Henchmen going, shit, we could be one of those bands that eventually plays against them, if you see it that way. And I've talked about not being... You're not against bands, but it just means you've just got to be fucking good. And I think Ugin will be. They, for me... It's their time. It feels like their time. Like, it feels like Nova Crew. It's their time. But you could say that about Devil's Henchmen as well. And also, now it is interesting that the next band is 7 Days Dead. Now, these are wild card entry, but that's not to put them down. That's not to say they don't have a chance. It's that you might have not considered this band, because they haven't played that many shows. There's not that much work online. There's not much out there for you to hear, but they played the last Metal to the Masses. And this is an interesting thing I like to see, is a band attempting to win one of the heats of Metal to the Masses, not winning, not being sour about it and gutted about it, moaning about stuff, but just going back and refining their material. And 7 Days Dead were super nice at that show. I give them some feedback, you know, about what I thought, what they should work on. And there was no fucking, you know, no ego at all. They almost knew what they had to work on. And they're going to come back much stronger. That's why I feel they may be a pretty good outside chance here. Because it's straight up metal. They're not alluding to any genre. They're not alluding to any kind of fad. They are playing the music that they enjoy. I said to Lee, the guitarist, I really, really enjoyed what he was doing. It's there's almost a minimal nature to it. It's just everything is there with purpose. You know, and I said that to Callum as well, a vocalist. I said to Callum, it's almost there. It was, and you can they knew why they didn't get through to the next round. They understood the things that they've got to look at. And that's the real other point of Metal to the Masses, that not everybody's going to get through. That's how maths works. You know, there'll only be one winner, potentially two. Sometimes Simon Hall brings people along, or puts them on the Jager stage and stuff like that. But 9 out of 10, there's just one winner. But those bands that do apply get to play with the very best of metal, the very best of what's around, and the very best in their scene. And you can only get better by doing that, because you get put in front of crowds that demand more and demand better quality. Your game is up. Your quality of what you're doing is up. You see what's available and what people can do with their live stage up and go, actually, I need to fix this. I need to fix that. And there's a lot of bands that have done that have gone back and recalibrated, if you will, and reset themselves. And then they've come out fighting again. And I think that's what 7 Days Dead will do. They'll come out fighting again. And they've got several great songs. They've got several really straight up great riffs. You know, ones that you can actually hum after the show and you'll be remembering for a long time. 7 Days Dead are really kind of, I think they're going to surprise some people. I think if I had to say that there's one band that you there would be the wild card on this one, it's probably 7 Days Dead. I really like them. I think I'll probably get them on the show once they've got some more material around them, and we'll see how they get on with the heat. But they're contenders. They are, and they've had their first taste of Metal to Masses. This could be their next taste as well. So you've got Indigo Horizon, Ogun, and 7 Days Dead. That's a great gig. Just fucking, aside from headliners, aside from Metal to the Masses, aside from all that, that's a great gig. The end. But you get to see that. You get to see those three bands, and you could, what any one of those three bands could win. That's how you want it as well. You don't want it where it's like, oh fuck, obviously that band's going to win. Obviously this is going to win. On that night, any of those three bands could win. I'm saying it's going to be Ogun. It could be 7 Days Dead, but I think it's Ogun's just got a little bit more repertoire, just got a little bit more. I think it's probably going to go to them. We'll see. You know, we'll see. I've been pretty close to getting most of these predictions right. I think I have. And it's been nice to hear back from everybody. Now, I've been putting videos up of walking the queue and bits and pieces I've done on stage, and the feedback's just great. I honestly can't thank you enough. Like, because let's be completely real here. I always will be, ladies and gentlemen. I may come across as this loud, confident metal guy, but you know, I don't like the sound of my own voice. Many of you won't like the sound of my voice. I don't like the way I look sometimes. I have confidence issues. I, you know, have anxiety and things like that. And so it was hard to put myself out there and get on video. It may look like I'm fucking this egotistical knobhead. And I might be, but I just wanted to kind of get out there and show you what the scene was like. And the only reason why you can do that is when someone shows you the way and someone makes you kind of aware of what's going on. And the feedback's been fucking really nice, that people have gone, you know, this is great. Where is this venue? This is great. What are these bands? And they're starting to ask questions and starting to get interested again in the metal scene, in your metal scene. And I've had a couple of promoters who also saw what I was doing and were like, I'd like to do these videos and I'd like to do these things. And they've asked for, you know, advice and stuff. And that's just fucking incredible to me, you know. And then I've tried to help them and, you know, maybe navigate how they should do things. But a lot of it comes from fear, ladies and gentlemen, that the fear that, you know, someone's going to put a video up and it's going to, and you're going to be looking, you're not going to say exactly the right things or look the right way or say the right things, or the pictures on, it's not going to be very good, or it's not going to be funny enough and all that. Ladies and gentlemen, fuck all of that. Yeah. These videos, after a couple of weeks, are gone anyway. You know, no one gives a fuck. You know, and the first couple are going to be a fucking cringeworthy and awful. Mine certainly were, 100% cringeworthy and awful. I'm getting better. I think I'm getting not too bad. But you need to do this. You need to start to, you know, especially if you host a podcast, or especially if you're promotion somebody, this is the way that you can get a younger audience involved, you know, get more people involved too. It's one of the ways, like we talk about, of breaking the algorithm, of getting through to people to say, look, this is a show that's going on. You know, it used to be that you had to put lots and lots of posters up around town. Then it was you had to use Facebook and things like that. Now it's more visual and you have to get involved. Now, some of you might be like, well, Cooper, don't want to be, you know, I don't like my face being on these things. Okay, we can still do videos and all that type of thing. You just don't show your face. Talk over them. Some of you have had better voices than you do, you know, what you think you look like. You know, that's cool too. But yeah, I would strongly urge to lean into those things. I have, and I've tried to break some of my fears that go with that. And hopefully the results, well, they have been. They've been really positive. And I thank you for the people that messaged me and encouraged me about that. So let's go to the headliners. What an interesting story this is. And I love stories. I love journeys that happen with bands, because it shows a progression and it shows to other bands what can happen. Apollyon Rising are the guest headliners of Metal to the Masses Merseyside Heat 3. And I'd seen them when they've been called Apollyon, and they've gone through a kind of some changes recently. And I don't mind saying, it looks like they've had a bit of a rough time. There you go. I said it. It looks like they've had a bit of a rough time, changes in lineups and stuff, and changes in the titles of the bands. And that's tough. That's tough, that. And lads, if you're listening, you know, you're still playing a set, you're guest headliners. And I think they're going to be fucking great. I've seen Apollyon a few times, and I've been very impressed. They played like Hammerfest and Pentry Fest and stuff, and they've been one of those bands that, like, if you saw them on one of the stages of Bloodstock, you would be like, that is fine. They're exactly where they belong. You saw them at Wacken or something, go Hellfest, you'd be like, that's fine. They are complete. They have the songs, they have the act, they have everything there that they need. You know, the most recent single you got, I Stand Alone, is great. They're now at that stage where they need your support as well. They just come through, a tough time of it looks like members changing and bits and pieces. This set is one of those sets that you want to see. Why? Because it's a band coming out of a corner, backed into one by adversity and backed into one by the things that have happened. Now they're coming out as only metal bands can do, fighting with great riffs, with great songs, with great aggression and articulation and positivity, and they're fighting out of what they're doing. It's like the best way to see a band is when they kind of feel as though they need to prove themselves. And Apollyon Rising, I'm sure they will feel that this is their guest. When you're a guest headliner, it's like playing the set plus. You are expected to be of a certain quality, and Apollyon Rising are. You may have not heard of them, ladies and gentlemen. You may have not heard any songs by them, but you most definitely will remember them after this set, I'm sure. They're going to deliver one of those sets. This is amongst, like, you know, Ogun's Thrash and 7 Days Dead's, you know, straight up metal. You know, it's a perfect mix. And they're going to be, I think a lot of people are going to be like, fucking hell, these are great. And it's a win all over for me. You know, you come and see a band. I mean, you might not have seen it. There's two bands on here. Well, since they were called Apollyon Rising, I haven't seen two bands on here at all. So, you know, and I consider myself someone who's tried to see most of what's out there. You might not have seen an awful lot of these bands, which is going to be, you know, your chance to kind of find your next favourite band, as they say. And Apollyon Rising, I think, for me, this feels like a fighting set, the best kind of set, ladies and gentlemen, the best kind of set. And I think they're going to be very, very, it's going to be a very, very special set indeed. As always, check these bands out before you go to the show. They've only got a couple of singers out there. You could listen to pretty much everything at the output of all four bands inside an hour, maybe. But some of them just got singles, and they need those follows, and they need those spins on those tracks to kind of raise their profile. And it's not much to do from your end. In fact, it's fucking free. So you should do this. And then it also might get you G'd up for some of the... I listened to Death of Society about 6 or 7 times today by Indigo Rising. That's going to be fucking amazing live, right? That's going to be amazing. So do that first. And you may find that you get excited to see some of the videos that they put up, especially Ogun with sets, with songs from the set they played at the Outpost, which was absolutely fucking brutal. And get excited, because, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to get excited for your scene in Merseyside. It's growing. People are getting interested, and there's some fantastic bands coming through. This heat is no example. Now the bad news. As I normally do, I would sign off now saying thank you for listening, and I will see you at the show. I will not see you at this show. Not that I ever have to, you know, anybody has to explain anybody to anything, but I am doing something with my family and friends that's very important to me. So it was always going to happen. There was always going to be a show I couldn't get to, and this one on Heat 3 is it. Please, I encourage you to take videos, film the show like I do, film your reactions, fuck it, film the reactions, do whatever you want, send me those videos, put them up on your own profiles, whatever you want to do, but document this, document what is going on, because the scene is growing and it is out there. This heat proves it. 4 absolutely fucking incredible bands vying for the place in the final. Who knows what's going to happen? The only way you're going to know is by getting your ass to the show. The only way you're going to hear most of the songs here is getting your ass to a show. Please, we've made it as easy as we can. Deathwave and Andy have made it as easy as you can to go and see the best of metal. and at Metal to the Masses Merseyside 2023 Heat 2, you are going to see that. Thanks for listening, and I may see you at the next show.